Well, Adam, people are going to hear about the procedures you're having on your hand.
Yeah, and having a lot of work done on my hands.
Time spent in this room.
Mm-hmm.
First, before we get into it, LifeLock, everyone, the U.S. Postal Service is warning about email scams. People claim – somebody's claiming to be the Postmaster General asking for payment of online postage charges. Remember, the USPS does not email customers directly to demand money, so it is a scam. We like living online. We like working online. We like spending online. We need something like LifeLock to help protect us. It's important to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. Identity theft, another serious issue. Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. You could miss identity threats if you're only monitoring your credit. Good thing there is LifeLock because they detect a wide range of identity threats. Something like, say, your Social Security number on sale in the dark web. They have agents. If there's problems, those agents will work to fix it. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats that you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com for up to 25% off.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
It's time for a new month of Adam's Monthly Nut. ACS and car lovers alike, get ready because February's shipment includes a Blu-ray of Adam's newest doc, Shelby American, with special features you can't get anywhere else, and a signature from the Ace Man you can't get anywhere else. A Chemical Guy's Clean Car Essentials Kit, featuring butter wax, streak-free window cleaner, 2 odor eliminators, and more. And lastly, in your shipment, you may find a golden ticket for you and a plus one to join us at the Corolla Family Barbecue. The $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month, nor keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry, we will sell out.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get on. It's Drew, and then it's Drew over there. Yep. And there's a board-certified physician. It's Dr. Dip. What's going on there, Drewski?
Yeah, buddy.
Man.
I don't even know you anymore, man.
I don't know you anymore.
So I was just thinking about you.
Yeah.
You spend a lot of time in this room.
I do.
Feel good about that?
I spend a lot of time in this room. Do I feel good about that?
I came in to do my time, and I've spent a bit of time in this room myself. And then I thought, oh, it's nothing compared to Adam. And then I thought, wow, you sometimes don't even see daylight, right?
You know, I agree and then I disagree. So we'll break it down.
And I'm not necessarily expecting you to say you don't like it, but it is sort of even if you don't, that's sort of extraordinary, right?
Mm-hmm.
You must be doing something really interesting in here.
Well, I have a fair amount of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I did get up sort of at my leisure this morning, took the dog for a walk and that kind of thing. The night, kind of second half of the day, does get busy.
Did he get in the fountain, his favorite fountain by the church?
No, I didn't take Phil around the fountain this time. So, you know, there's a few things. You know, I started off with the idea of doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Now I do a lot of podcasts.
Right.
And so you go, well, be careful what you ask for. It's going to be like some Twilight Zone where you like chocolate and then you can only eat chocolate. Now you're miserable or some version of that. Some days are busier than others. By and large, I get to talk to a lot of people I want to talk to or
yeah,
I'm interested in
right?
talking to.
Yeah.
It's a lot of crazy diversity. You know, over the course of last week, I started with Huey Lewis. Then I made my way to Wang, yeah, sorry, Yang, Andrew Yang. So Andrew Yang and Huey Lewis are very different, but I got a lot out of them. Robbie Robertson of the band, a great musician. Charlie Kirk, 26, up and coming, you know, interesting political guy. A lot of differences in opinion and, you know, experience and so on and so forth. So I like that part. At a certain point, you know, it's called a job.
And yeah, of course.
Jobs kind of become jobs, and there's things to do. And there's facets of a job that are very job-like, you know, whatever your profession
but
is.
But I never had thought before a few minutes ago about this room because I just was – you know, I got here early and I was watching you bang some stuff out. And you're busy and you're doing stuff in this room, always in this room. It's so funny.
It is.
That we're all in this room so much. It never occurred to me. We've been doing it for years.
Well,
which kind of it tells you something. It's sort of an interesting observation.
You know, most people get up in the morning and they have to go somewhere.
But I guess it's the fact that it's a room with dark curtains and no windows, and you're staring at either Gary or Matt or Chris the whole time.
I look at them as
and
fish.
Dawson.
Oh, that's yeah. Funny. Well, I don't know. Maybe I should put a. I should take a picture of the rainforest and, you know, hang a mural up or something.
I don't think we need it. I don't feel bad about being here. I did 3 hours in here last night. Didn't even think about it.
I was on stage at the Laugh Factory last night. I was walking the dog through La Cunada this morning, and now I'm here. You know, I don't really.
Hey, look, it's in a weird way, it's less monotonous than what I used to do when I went into the hospital at 5 in the morning. I came out at 10 at night. And, yeah, a lot of stuff happened in a lot of different rooms, but
Well, I mean, you know, for me, you know, if you want to be philosophical about it, there's some people that have a job, and that job is like 100% dialed in to exactly what they like. I don't think anyone likes 100% of their job.
Right.
But if you're lucky, you like 77% of your job. There's always the part where there's waiting or paperwork or testing or whatever that is. You know, you could like building all you wanted. There'd be 40% of it you didn't like.
I think we probably like it better than previous generations. Because I have a suspicion that's where the millennial distortion comes from.
Like our jobs, you mean?
Yeah. That you know, millennials are about finding their ultimate creative, you know. It's like, talk to your grandfather. They were just interested in making a living and getting by.
Well, work was sort of like eating out. Eating out was a treat and work was work. Mm-hmm. And now work is supposed to be fun and eating out is a daily experience,
yeah.
You know? And it's like, that's not really how life is supposed to work.
Yeah.
Work is supposed, there's supposed to be a couple of calories burnt, a little sweat, and it's not every day is going to be your best day at work. And then going out to eat, it's kind of a treat.
So the question is this something new or is this a historical turning of the wheel that we're just moving through? It's got to be a pattern, right?
I think we are wired to streamline and enjoy.
Abundanza.
Abundanza. Look, Drew.
Yeah, dig.
I don't like to talk about myself.
What?
But this, you take the journey on a construction site. Like first day. Dig ditches, pick up garbage. Okay, this sucks. Yeah. I'd like this to be better. So then you sort of work your way into like, well, I'll be a carpenter's helper or something where you're moving drywall and maybe you get to cut a few 2x4s. So now cutting a 2x4 is better than picking up garbage, mm-hmm. digging ditches. Mm-hmm. And then at some point when you're doing the rough stuff and you see the guy putting up the crown molding, you go, ooh, that sounds like a easier gig than carrying around the 4x4s.
Certainly more interesting.
A little more interesting. So I start sliding into the finish work, you know, and then at a certain point you go, what if I was the guy who was kind of designing things, you know, and telling other people where to put the crown molding. So you do that with your life.
You had to be literally a millionaire at that point.
No, what you do is you're immediately on a job site, you're digging ditches, you're looking at other guys that are putting up a banister on a stair railing, and you go, that looks easier and more satisfying than what I'm doing.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to get from here to there.
Mm.
And then once I'm doing the banister, I'm going to go, what if I hired a few guys to do banisters and I just supervise them doing Ooh. The banister, you know? But that's our wiring.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
We try to go towards something. We try to move.
And we also try to streamline the part of the job that we don't really enjoy that much or see if we can farm it out. You know what I mean?
What the F happened to your finger?
Oh, so you're a doctor. You're doing the doctoring, but you have someone up front doing the paperwork
yeah.
because it's kind of a waste of your time and you don't enjoy it and it's not what you want to do.
Right.
So you try to figure out those aspects of your job that you can sub out. You can't sub out the part where you're with the patient making a diagnosis. You can do the part where they fill out all the shit with the insurance after that.
Right.
So there's that facet too. My finger, I got the injections and they started to straighten it out.
Oh, the Dupuytren's?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Wow.
It's an interesting process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just started bugging you?
Well, my pinky on my right hand was so far bent in that it was starting to like get caught on stuff and I couldn't put a glove on. And
did you go to the same guy that did the original surgery?
I don't think so. I don't know. Driving a race car and stick shift, the thing was catching the stick shift and stuff. Things became started getting a little more difficult.
That's the hand that had the big cyst in it.
No, the other hand had the cyst.
Was he going to straighten that one out too?
Yeah, this one, the one you're looking at here, is not bent nearly as much as the other one that was bent. So the process of the bending of the finger is kind of interesting.
There's dissolving the tension.
Yeah, there's something built up in there. They shoot it in
Scarring.
There. They dissolve it, and they let it dissolve for 2 days, and then they shoot it with Novocaine. Then they physically try to bend it. Straight. it's like when people say he's going to go to hell and be tormented by the devil. This is kind of what they're talking about.
Did it hurt? The Novocaine didn't hold.
It's uncomfortable. I'll put it to you that way.
Ugh.
That's not that bad for me.
Let me tell everybody about Simply Safe home security. Two ways to protect your home: the traditional way, wait weeks for a technician to do the messy installation that costs a small fortune. Or there's Simply Safe, simply with an I, Simply Safe, everything you need in a home security system. Award-winning protection, two-time winner of CNET Editor's Choice Award. Blankets your entire home safely. You barely notice it's there, but you can put it up yourself. No long-term contracts. Set it all up. Anyone can do it. 30 minutes to an hour at tops. And it can go with you when they leave. And, of course, they have an army of trained security experts ready to dispatch police to your home at a moment's notice 24/7. Of course, they can see it all. Right, Matt?
That's right. See why The Verge calls Simply Safe the best home security system. Check it out today at simplysafe.com/Adam2. Get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial at simplysafe.com/Adam2. Simplysafe.com/Adam and then the number 2.
All right. Yeah, so they straighten it out. They put a splint on it, and they try to pull it straight. It's not a comfortable endeavor, but, you know, I'm thankful
that
it
exists. Are you boxing these days?
I cannot hit things.
No, but had you been boxing these days? I mean, was that
no? I can shadow box, which is probably better for you form-wise than boxing anyway, but my hands were so deteriorated from hitting things that it just wore out. I should have worn. I didn't have. You know, they had bag gloves, which were like ski mittens back in the day. They didn't have real boxing gloves. People hit the bag with boxing gloves now.
Yeah,
they had these little weird little bag gloves that were like mittens almost. They had no protection in them,
yeah.
and I wasn't good about taping my hands and. I just didn't have any regard for myself, you know, protection or safety or anything. And I was just sort of angry and beating on heavy bags and, you know, doing construction. But it's all Not all. I mean, it's obviously, it's comically, we've touched on it. It's genetic. And I've talked to the guy about it yesterday. And he's like, he said, how are your feet? And I said, fine. And he's like, oh, because, you know, it can affect your feet or whatever. And I said, oh, well, my feet, I didn't do anything to. My hands, I really did a lot of damage to, you know. And he's like, well, it's genetic. And he wanted to know about my parents. I'm like, they're 90. They don't have an ounce of this. And not an ounce. And he's like, well, it's genetic and mixed with the environment, yeah. You know. And I was like, it sounds novel, and it also sounds like, it's good to make fun of your parents. But it's an interesting point where the guy said, it's set up, you're early onset with this stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's because I did an extraordinary amount of hand-related stuff. And then they're like, well, it's genetic. And I'm like, yeah, my dad's 90, doesn't have any of it. And he doesn't touch anything.
Right.
So it's a combination of, it is genetic. One guy's 90, the other guy's had it when he was 50, and what'll account for those 40 years is the 50-year-old was doing shit with his hands.
It's like alcoholism, right? You can inherit the gene. You don't drink, you don't get the disease.
Right.
So there's in gene potential, but environmental trigger.
Right. I still think it's a little bit different because my dad's hands at age 90 could still, I mean, genetics, a physical genetic, you know, it manifests itself physically. Yeah. You know, you'd think it would be like something, but he's done. Look, here's my point. I think if my dad did an average amount of work with your hands, if one could quantify an average life's work of handwork, then he would be suffering.
Yeah,
he did such a little amount of
it,
that he does not have
same
the effects of it.
He didn't drink, but he had the potential. He never drank.
I'm with you about three-quarters of the way on this one, because one is, most people don't have a choice of not participating in life with their hands.
You know
what I mean? Just you go through life, you mend a few fences and change a few flat tires before you know it, this thing kicks in.
So what you're saying is your parents were raised in a jar, essentially. they were veal.
Well, I've never seen my dad do anything with his hands.
Play the trumpet.
It's true. It's true. Sometimes those valves get sticky.
They get a little tight.
You gotta get. That's why that valve oil kits. Hey, speaking of things I used to do, Mark, 30, Chicago.
Hey guys, huge fan of the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Been listening since 2012, and then before that, Loveline. So it's crazy talking to you.
Thank you.
Adam, I was wondering. I was listening to a Loveline episode a while back, and I heard you used to own a Kawasaki Ninja. Wondering if that's true, and if you stopped riding, why? I'm considering getting a motorcycle and wanted to hear your thoughts.
I own two Kawasaki Ninjas.
Ooh, big spender.
Well, not at the same time. I had one, and then I drove a truck for a while, and then I got a second one later. I remember the world's worst sales pitch when the woman was like selling it on behalf of her son. The first one I bought was like in Burbank.
Mm.
And the woman just kept going, he's going to kill himself on this thing. And I was like, okay, he's going to kill himself on this thing. I was like, yeah, I heard you the first time, miss.
Oh, God.
I'm going to get on it now and ride it home. You understand? It's a weird pitch for selling something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. And then to watch you ride away.
Yeah, you know, you should be working an angle. Like, I'm scared he's going to get too much pussy. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That could be an issue.
Oh my God!
So,
what cc was the Ninja?
600. They're both 600 cc's. Low displacement, but they handled really nice, and they wound up. They tacked up. Got on the pipe. They're fun. A lot of people riding these days. A lot of people riding for pleasure. My feeling is, if you're riding it as your form of transportation, if you're commuting on it, it's good, but it's a little hairy. If you want to get it for pleasure and have a group of people and you want to go out with a group kind of thing and take up a little space, and you and Jay Leno and company want to go out to the rock store, the candy store, wherever it is up there in the hills, so be it. If you're just buzzing through traffic and splitting the lanes and doing all that stuff, I did that. I did it a lot. I was very reckless. Mm-hmm. I was very skilled, and I was also very lucky. So I wouldn't recommend doing it just so you can shave 20 minutes off your commute. But if you want to do the pleasure thing and you have some buddies who want to do it or you want to join a group, then so be it.
Yeah, they scare me. I drive now in fear of motorcycles. It's my greatest fear that I'm going to change lane and clip one of these guys. Because they now – the traffic is so bad in Los Angeles and lane splitting is now legal. So they just go zooming through. So I have taken to – now I look – I check my blind spot. I look in the mirror. But I have to consciously go look downstream. Like look between the lanes as far down as you can see because they come up so fast. And every once in a while I don't do it. It scares me.
You know, it was a funny motorcycle douche move, which is our friend Kevin Hench was going along the 405. And he's like me. He's got kind of the hypervigilance. Mm. And there are two motorcycles behind him. And he sees one break off and go to the right. So he starts drifting over to the left.
Sure.
But the other one went to the left.
Oh, for God's sake.
And the one who went to the left went around him going, what the fuck? And it's like, first off, don't you have some context for this douche? Your friend went to the right, so we tried to give him a berth.
Exactly. No
you
good
went
deed.
To the left.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I hate that.
And I also had this theory, which is when I made room for these guys 20 years ago, I got the two-finger down salute. Don't get it anymore.
You know what? You told me that several months ago. And that was when I started moving in the lane to help give them room because I didn't know to do that until you mentioned. Maybe it was a year ago. And I've noticed I do get it about 30-40% of the time.
Not
now.
40.
Okay, maybe 30%.
Maybe 10-12%.
More than I expected.
No, you get it a little. It used to be almost every time,
no,
and now it's 1 out of 10.
It's not almost every time.
Right. All right. Let me hit BetDSI, add a little excitement. Make BetDSI.com your betting partner. Use BetDSI as a live betting platform. Watch all the events and get games until the final whistle. New members get 100% bonus match with promo code ADAM101. That's double your money. Paying winners for 20 years, top-rated on review sites, user-friendly interface and mobile site, fastest payouts in the industry, NBA, NHL, boxing, politics, reality TV, esports, everything at BetDSI. Again, go to BetDSI.com, use the promo code ADAM101. For a limited time, you get a 100% bonus offer. Why wouldn't you do that? And by the way, there's big fights and stuff coming up.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, well, the fight actually was, was last weekend. But there's fights. There's always good UFC fights coming up. It's only a game until you bet it at BetDSI. So let's see. Had battles with
pancreatitis.
Pancreatitis. Let's ask Drew if there's been any more development. And destroying needles and syringes. What do you want to do? Just go down the line?
Yeah, sure.
Line four. Nate?
Hey, Adam. Hey, Dr. Drew.
Corolla.
What's going on?
Hey, Dr. Drew, my question is for you, but Adam, feel free to chime in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned a while ago, and I just remember this, that you were talking about a company that was making syringe needle destroyers.
Yep. I'm way involved.
I had an idea. What if you could get cities to sort of like implement like stations where people could just input the needle and it would just destroy it? Kind of like how we have solar powered meters.
Yeah,
why not have that?
Yeah, your mouth to God's ears. It's starting to build in its distribution. And law enforcement are getting really into it. Nursing is getting way into it. It reminds me of how like electric bulbs spread across the country. That's what lets me know this is a significant and useful technology. Not only did I believe it when I saw it, but it's so interesting how it's spreading. It's just like people are like, oh my God.
I invested in it.
Oh, thank you. Excellent. Mm-hmm. And it's being well managed as a company. And this thing is going to make a difference. They now have the pro unit so they can put it in hospitals for the bigger needles and all kinds of other, sharps. So it's revolutionary. What we're required to do, what you're talking about, Nate, is for the governments to get involved, OSHA and state governments and county governments. That's coming. At this point, a little further down the road, but it's spreading rapidly, and it's going to – and organically too. So it sells itself. We don't have to really work at it too hard because it is a significant advance. You know, I got involved with this treating AIDS back in the day, and I got very concerned about needles back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking, somebody's got to come up with some needles. And then they came up with these little flip things. I mean, you've seen this. Syringes have this little plastic piece off it now, and they flip it up onto it. And I thought, well, I guess that's going to be it. It always seemed flawed to me. Then this came along. So this is going to be the thing.
Well, there you go, Nate.
NeedleDestructionDevice.com.
Yep.
That's awesome. And, hey, Dr. Drew, do you want to get angry for a second?
Sure.
So I read on the news the other day, there was a California assemblyman going to several cities in Northern California, and he's basically saying, oh, there's all these needles around. We're getting rid. He wants to advocate getting rid of the needle exchange program because there's so many needles.
Yeah, you know what? That's not uncommon. A lot of people are thinking that way, and I'm sympathetic, believe it or not, to that thought because they're looking around and they have to rake parks before they can let their kids go play. It's dangerous to walk through a beach now because you're going to get stuck. Again, this is one of the reasons I got behind the needle destruction stuff. But it's flawed. It's flawed thinking. Part of the problem is the entire intent of needle exchange was an exchange. You bring your dirty needle in and we give you a clean needle. It's not that we just throw clean needles at you willy-nilly. And, of course, it's hard to get drug addicts to comply, so it just turned into this free-for-all. And that is not what it was intended to be in the first place. Not asking addicts to participate in any way with their care is not good for addicts.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what pisses me off. And they're leaving them to die on the streets, and so that's it. They're giving them all the necessary equipment to kill themselves, and then they're leaving them to die.
I think Gavin Newsom had a press conference the other day and basically explained it was job one. So I don't know what he called it something, Gary, made me laugh.
I took notes. Let me go grab them.
He bled back into housing conversations, though. You know, he can't resist. Adam, there is a lack of affordable housing in this city, right? Yes, there is.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. And there's homelessness. They're not the same thing. They're distinct phenomena that have some overlap, but not much. And they conflate them all the effing time.
Well, they are lying, I'm sure, and I think they know they're lying.
I don't know. I've talked to these guys. You'd be surprised. You'd be shocked.
I guess I would be shocked. I'm already am a little bit shocked by just what's coming out of their mouth. But, no, you're exactly right. There is a problem with the cost of housing.
Caused by regulation.
Mostly by regulation.
Right. Yes. So they cause the problem. They're blaming capitalism for the problem, even though they caused the problem. CEQA and all these regulations make it impossible to build. So now there's a shortage of affordable housing. Yes, there is.
Yes, there is that problem.
And there's homelessness.
And there's homelessness.
Two different things.
And the percentage, what I would say is, what percentage of these people are on the street because of the cost of an apartment building or the availability of an apartment building? I have it. Now,
zero.
Well, the reason I have it at that is, you know, as aforementioned, you're talking to a guy whose dad slept at his in-laws until he could find an apartment, Jim Carolla. Talking to a guy who took in his best friend's dad to sleep on his sofa before he went to prison. Talking about a guy who floated around a lot and myself and did a lot of, you know, sofa surfing, couch surfing. Mm-hmm. Wait, why do we say couch surfing when we have the alliteration of sofa surfing?
That's strange. Because sofa sounds like something grandma would sit on.
Yeah, okay. So, a guy's been there and done that, had people crash out, take in roommates and do all that stuff. I have a bird's eye view to all of this stuff, and I can tell you that the number of people who are going to go to bed tonight on concrete in the streets of Los Angeles because of the cost or the availability or both of a dwelling or an apartment building is way less than 5%.
Agreed. And and of that 95%, they are not going to be helped by four walls.
So,
and most of them are not going to want
four walls. If you are looking at ways to solve this problem, focusing on the less than 5% population is probably not a good way to fix it lickety-split. Go ahead.
The U.S. Postal Service is warning about email scams claiming to be from the Postmaster General, like one asking for payment of online postage charges. Watch out. The USPS does not email customers directly to demand money. It's important to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. Identity theft, that's another issue. That's why you need to spend a little money with something like LifeLock to protect yourself. We like the convenience of living online, shopping online, working online. Got to protect yourself. Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. You could miss identity threats if you are only monitoring your credit, of course. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, something like, say, your social security number for sale on the dark web. And they, of course, have agents, if there's a problem, that will work to fix it. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats that you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com for up to 25% off.
All right. Let's see. Coming up Thursday, Cleveland Hilarities, and then coming into Indianapolis, Helium. That'll be on Friday and Saturday. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. So come on out to that. And you can check out all the movies on Netflix, all the docs we got on Netflix, Shelby American and Uppity and the 24-Hour War. And you can go to Chassis.
I'm hearing spontaneous accolades for those two, for Uppity and Shelby American. People bring them up.
Yeah, thanks. People like Uppity a lot because of the sort of civil rights nature of it, as well as just the sort of compelling racing. So when you take those two, it kind of puts it over the top. So thank you. And you can get the Blu-ray at Chassis, chassy.com. Drew?
I tell you, I went back and watched Uppity like a third time.
I love
you, know what? Part of the reason is I love him so much.
Yeah, he's compelling.
He's compelling in the thing, but when you meet him, it's like he's the most insanely nice, positive, inspirational dude you ever met.
Yeah, he's a good, got a good motor and a good energy, and it's a good guy to hang out with.
Yeah, so I feel like it's sort of a homage to him, and he deserves it. Anyway, DrDrew.com, it's all there. Sign up at DrDrew.tv to get a blast on the streaming shows we put out. And the Dr. Drew podcast now is coming out from behind the paywall. Gary and I are putting out our best ofs from the paywall from all the years we've been doing it. So look out for that on Thursdays, right? All right.
And listen to the show on Spotify if you haven't yet. Give it a try and tell a friend. Send them a link to our show on Spotify. And you can download the Spotify app. Do it free now. So until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.